What's up, sisters and friends? Welcome back to the Sisters and Friends podcast. Y'all, today is an extremely special day because we got some wisdom up on this couch. We have my grandma and my great-grandma, Memo Jo and Two Mama. Y'all, these two women are legends and I love them. I quote them all the time on Woe That's Good because they just give great advice. And now they're on Sisters and Friends. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Y'all both been on Woe That's Good.
We have been.
We have.
Yeah, now you're more relaxed. You're on the couch.
I love it. I love your whole setup.
Yes. Hey, should I apply the rule that you gave us to your couch? Nobody wipe your butter popcorn fingers on this couch.
Yes, for sure on this couch. That and a few other rules. You had a sippy cup too. You were like 12.
Sippy cup and no butter fingers on the popcorn. Yes. It was like not butter fingers, but literally buttery fingers.
I have noticed with the great grandkids, I allow it, but I go in and put a towel under them.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that, you know, I'm like,
you have gotten more lenient.
I'm a little more relaxed.
No, like the worst thing is you let them eat Cheetos, and the worst fingers are the Cheeto fingers.
I know.
Those fingers I can't handle. That's bad. That's worse than butter.
That's not just greasy. That's cheesy.
It's cheesy.
But you got to get to great grandkid status for that.
That's true.
Apparently so.
Well, Memo, you got great great grandkid status.
I don't care what they do.
You don't care what
they do. Now it's just a popsicle. It's everything.
That's so true. That's right. That's so good. Well, I thought we could start this by a little game called This or That. And this is going to be more triggered towards social media. So, this or that, would you rather search Instagram or Facebook? What's your app of choice?
I'm Instagram.
Instagram, Emma?
I'm a Facebook.
Okay, see, I thought that would probably be the case. And your friends are probably more on Facebook, right?
Right.
Instagram.
Because I see it as more conversation, community conversation.
Yeah.
And I like Instagram, but it's pictures.
Yeah,
it's true. Pictures and comments based on pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm both. I mean, post on Instagram to go to Facebook.
Yes.
But then I will search to see what everybody's saying over there, too.
Yeah, you're definitely crushing the Instagram life. I have to say this because Memo Jo has come to bat with me on Facebook. She has, like, defended me, and it's my favorite thing ever. So, for those who don't know, my great-grandma, Memo Jo's full name is Betty Jo. So, your Facebook, Betty Jo. I remember this one time, this other old lady made a rude comment on my post. And I saw Betty Jo get in there in that comment section.
Got her.
Are you kidding me? You got to believe in Sadie's heart. And I was like, yes, Betty. Yes. So thank you for going to bat for me.
Anytime.
This is going to be an interesting question. I think Two Mama will know this. I don't even know if you'll know both of these terms. So would you rather film a reel or a TikTok?
Oh, I'm a reel.
You're a reel?
I've done a TikTok.
You're TikTok famous.
And I can do TikTok, but I don't know. Reels seems a little bit easier for me.
Really?
I don't know why.
You're good at reels.
I can do a reel.
Memo, you're also TikTok famous.
I have done a TikTok or two.
She's done TikTok.
Right.
So I've never done a reel.
You've never done a reel?
No.
So my cousin Macy does TikTok, and she did a generational video with y'all, and it was the hi mom, and it got like millions of views. So you both have been TikTok famous. Okay, are you a like or a comment person? Do you typically just like a post, or do you like to comment?
That is a tough one because I really like to comment because I do like to see social media as a conversation.
Yeah.
I do like to see it more as that. These are friends who are wanting to know something about my life and wanting an answer to that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't have time. You can't comment on all of them. So then I will like. But I like to comment if I can.
That's good.
You know, even if it's like a heart. Or
I see that. You know, you're good at commenting. Like
so.
You're good at commenting too.
Well, it depends on the relationship, I think. Whether I want to join the conversation or I just want to support it.
That's good. Okay.
Which is kind of like real life.
That's true.
Because sometimes, like, if you're sitting on a couch and somebody, there's a conversation, you might just support it just by, you know.
Yeah, right.
Or you might say, okay, I need to share my thoughts.
That's so true. And that also depends on the relationship.
And it does,
Because if you have a good relationship, you want to like have a conversation.
Right.
But if not, you might disagree and say,
cool. Yeah.
That's great. That's good for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, this one is funny. Do you buy more stuff from watching Shark Tank or do you buy more stuff swiping up on people's stories?
Okay. Of those two choices, you know mine is Shark Tank over swiping up on people's things. But, you know, I will, when somebody recommends something on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those kind of things, I will tend to not swipe there because I'm worried about how it will go get to there.
Yeah.
Like I might look it up later or something like that. But except, you know, y'all, I trust you with the link or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily trust a link.
Yeah. I'm the same way though, because if you swipe up on something, like then that they target you with those ads. So then I'll just like note it, write it down, and then go look it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
That's the wise way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
Have you ever bought anything from Shark Tank?
No.
Oh, I buy stuff.
But I have bought things that they have bought into.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wait until someone else tries it out first.
We'll wait and see what happens. Have y'all had a funny Instagram purchase? Like, have you ever bought something from Instagram and been like, why did I buy this?
Mom is kind of debating on one right now that I bought, and I think I saw it on Shark Tank. And so I told Mom, you know, your mattress thing.
Yes.
And so I told Mom about it, and I said, I love it. It's great. So I went over the other day, and I saw that she had it out, and I said, you know, how are you liking it? And she said, well, I'm not sure yet. She still was checking it out.
Jury is still out.
Yeah. See, that's wisdom. So, my age group, we buy so much stuff on Instagram and we get these packages and we're like, what in the world did I buy? There was like a thing during the quarantine. It was like quarantine purchases of just like the most random stuff. And one time I bought this pillowcase that said it was like the best for acne. You'll never break out. It's so great. So I was like, great. So I bought it. Months go by. Forgot I bought it. Didn't get it in the mail. Honestly, just one of those you click like buy. It just happened. And I guess I bought it. Months go by, I get this weird package in the mail. I think it's in like a different language. And I'm like, what is this? And I open it. It is the cheapest pillowcase I've ever seen. I'm like, this is a bunch of false promises.
Yeah. I probably have had a few of those. I can't think of them right now, but
Okay. And then lastly, this is more just with your phone in general, but would you rather text somebody or call somebody?
Okay. I have bought into the texting first. Thing where it's, you know, hey, are you free? Can you talk?
Yeah.
But I would rather talk to somebody.
Have a conversation.
But I understand that in today's world, it's appropriate to text and then see what somebody's doing, you know?
Yeah.
But like for Mom, I'm just going to call her.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like the like or comment.
Yeah.
It's like, depends on the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of
and it depends on the need at the time, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It just texting is wonderful.
Yeah.
When you're in a hurry and you can just not take up your time or someone else's time for an answer to something. So
I mean, you have to realize the whole world of that has changed so much. Because when we first started getting cell phones, when we first got texting, it was a little bit offensive. To like, oh, wait, you don't want to call me? You don't want to talk to me?
Yeah. But not
because,
anymore.
But now what we realize is because everybody has their phone all the time. We used to not have a phone all the time.
Yeah.
So when the phone rang, literally at our house, there were 6 kids, a grandmother, and my mom and dad. So when the phone rang, that one phone that's on the wall in the kitchen started ringing. You cannot imagine the mad dash. Everybody wanted to answer the phone because, especially once we were teenagers, because then we were hoping it was our boyfriend. Johnny was calling,
That's hilarious.
So everybody made a mad dash in there to get the phone.
Wow.
But now, because you have such access all the time, you have to know that people aren't going to be available all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people only also called, like, in the evening hours, you know, because people were at work or school or whatever. And then you didn't call anybody long distance because it cost money.
Yeah.
So you never talked to anybody out of town. You know, the thing was, if you drove through a town, you had to stop and call people because you were in their town.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Which now...
Like at a payphone?
On your phone, just your phone.
No. She's saying if you're traveling through town, yeah, you'd get a payphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You would call them while you were in their town.
Because it was local.
Because it wouldn't cost you any money.
Well, and it was very costly. It wasn't just like nickel or dime. It cost dollars to call, depending on how far away you were.
That's crazy. Yeah. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Were you ever nervous that like Tupapa was going to call you and someone else was going to answer? Like,
Oh yeah. You didn't want that to happen.
That would make me so nervous.
You wanted to get to the phone before anybody else did. And then of course you're in the kitchen. So you hope you had a phone with a long cord that you could go around the corner.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. So when, like, do y'all remember the first time you heard about the cell phone? Like, do you remember people talking about it? Yeah. Like, what was that like?
I do remember that. The first time, I don't remember probably the very first time, but I remember when the conversation started happening. And again, it's a little bit like, seriously, we can't do life without having a phone with us, you know, like, because you just couldn't even understand that. It's such a new concept that, you almost thought, okay, this, like, this is crazy.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is ridiculous that we can't go through life without a phone. Of course, then we got the bag phone that was just like huge.
Wow.
And we thought, okay, there might be a purpose for it on a trip. So the first time we used one was when I was taking the youth group on a long trip. And we thought, okay, well, this could be valuable. In the car.
This could be valuable.
It could be valuable.
Maybe.
Maybe. There's hope for this thing.
This bag.
This bag phone. And so then time went on, and I remember my first little yellow cell phone.
Yeah.
And actually putting it to use because I was a teacher at the time. And I started making my calls to parents on the way home from school because we have a 30-minute ride. And I was like, okay, I'm buying into this because I'm getting all my calls done.
Wow.
So it was a gradual thing, don't you think, Mom?
Yes, it was. My first experience was on a trip from Tennessee here while we were in Tennessee for a while. And a friend of ours said, I've got a new thing. It's a phone that you can take with you in the car. You know, I said, what? And he said, yeah, take mine. It was a bag phone. And I took it with me in the car just for safety's sake. It made sense to me.
So you could take somebody else's phone.
Yeah.
See?
Wow.
Yeah. So we did that.
Oh, my gosh.
But you have to realize what a difference the telephones we have and Facebook, Instagram, what a difference in communication that is from when I was younger, much younger, and Chris was younger because of the instant communication, the instant feeling of community with your children, no matter where they were, knowing what they were doing daily, just what they're wearing, how the kids look, all of those things, where before it was an occasional telephone.
Wow.
And letters. That was the only way
letters,
that you could keep up with them.
I can even remember when Corey and Willie, your mom and dad, were in Italy during their college years. They did a semester abroad, like a lot of kids do. And at that time, we didn't have cell phones. We just had phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that old. So this has all happened so quickly.
Yeah.
So when they would call, literally, went for the summer. So we were at camp and we would all get around that phone at camp and try to hear them, you know, and talk to them over there. But, it would be days before we knew what they were doing. And then they would call us with the scariest things that had happened to them.
They did have some crazy stories.
Oh, they have some stories.
They did.
And we didn't know about it. You know, we didn't know. So we didn't know to worry.
They weren't posting here we are in Italy. Like none of that.
There was none of that.
Wow.
They were just
crazy.
Oh, 3 days ago we were on a train and we got robbed and blah, blah, blah. Like what?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Memo, I want to ask you because do you care if I say your age? Because you always rock your age. Well, we just told everybody your age on Instagram, so I guess you don't. She's 91, okay? So we have a lot of years in between us, okay?
A lot of years.
And what I want to ask you is that I think people on social media these days, it's like it's become something that it was never intended to be for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's become like the place where, you have to build a platform or you have to be liked or the place to just like whatever, succeed or be cool or whatever it is, whatever our intentions are with social media. But I feel like you have a different perspective on social media, even whenever you were just talking about likes and comments and stuff.
That's right.
So what do you see social media as? Like, what to you are the amazing things about social media?
Well, the amazing things, as I said, is just communication with your family primarily and close friends. It's just, we have close friends in Canada that we only see once a year.
Yeah.
But yet we know what their grandkids look like and they know what's going on here. And when we're together again, there's no old news. It's just all taking up where you left off.
Yeah.
But it's the family primarily. I think that just gives you such joy.
Yeah.
Because I know primarily what everyone's doing every day. It's just, I have one of my daughter's first grandchild was born. She was an avid photographer like your grandmother. And she took a picture and posted it every day. So when he was about 2 years old, my assistant said one day, "Miss Jo, next time she brings that boy into town, tell her to come by here and let me see him. I've seen him grow every day for, for his entire life, but never seen him in person.
That's so,
so
sweet.
It's really, that's really what it gives to us.
Yeah.
It's a daily communication if we want that, or it's not even necessary, but still you know where everyone is at every time.
Yeah, that's sweet.
In their life.
That's sweet.
That's pretty precious to
have. That is precious. I think like nowadays we follow so many people that we will never meet or we don't know or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's when that almost like comparison game starts and you want to be like someone else. So you, but when you think about it, like communication and community, like true family, true friends. And then there are some, you know, examples of, like, I don't know a lot of people that follow me, but what a beautiful thing that we've connected or they've heard a sermon that I've done, and there's beauty in that, but I think we can get lost in that pretty easily. I remember one time you were talking to me about the difference between how we treat celebrities now versus how y'all used to treat celebrities. Can y'all talk a little bit about that? Just, like, the evolution of fans? Because, like, I remember you were telling me one time, it was, like, can't remember, it was, like, Frank Sinatra or somebody who was like a singer, and that people didn't freak out, or they started to freak out about these people, but that was a really new thing to y'all.
Frank Sinatra was, that was the beginning of that, when girls fainted in the audience and all this stuff, because up to that point, entertainers were there to entertain us. They were not idols that we emulated or followed all around the country, that sort of thing. It, when we went to dance at one of the clubs, and I grew up in San Diego, and when we would go to dance at one of the clubs there, we had Tommy Dorsey or Harry James or Stan Kenton, one of the big bands. They weren't there for us to sit in an audience and praise. They were there to make us happy. And I think that's where the difference was. I remember my first semester at school at San Diego State, the there was a brand new entertaining duo, and that was, well, now I would forget that. It's one of those brain things, comedians. There were these two comedians that had just started out in entertainment. They stayed on campus, outside, on the yard, on campus, 3 hours and entertained us. Now, that was hilarious. And they they went on to become very, very famous. And it,
Dean Martin
and Jerry Lewis.
Right.
And they were just beginning. They were just starting.
That is so cool.
So it was a whole difference in the way you looked at entertainers then. And it,
I think that's important, because I think that, like, entertainers can't fully entertain to the fullest of their ability anymore, because you could never stand out in the line for 3 hours without security, without like all of these precautions, because
people idolize
entertainers. And anytime you put a human as an idol, it never turns out well. It never does. And like nowadays, like, there's a lot of fainting happening when someone walks out on stage, a lot of screaming, a lot of squeals. And it kind of dehumanizes a person. Like,
yes, it does.
For me, I think people might think it would be cool whenever people freak out over you, but it makes me feel super awkward. Like, if I'm, like, in town and people are like, oh my gosh, it's Sadie Robertson, which happens. Like, that makes me feel weird, because that's treating someone like they're not a human, you know? And how do you respond to that moment when someone's treating you like you're not a human, you know? And so I do think if we, you know, can get back to some of that, of just, like, letting entertainers entertain, we could appreciate the gift they had to give, you know?
It's one of those things that, like people say, you can't push the toothpaste out and then put it back in. It's one of those things that I doubt that we can get back to that level. But one thing that I've seen in aging artists, even when we saw Paul McCartney in Shreveport a couple of years ago, how humble he was, and how for me, that was the, when the Beatles came on the scene and everybody was crying and fainting. I was in the fourth grade when that happened, and it was like totally fascinating to us, you know, and so that they probably were some of the biggest that started all of that type of fan girl kind of thing. But then we went to Shreveport and saw him, you know, now in his 70s, and how humble he was and grateful for his years of being able to entertain the public. But, you know,
That's
there were many, many years for him that were very hard because of the fan that followed him. And so I don't think we can get that back, you know.
No.
to that level yeah. because we've raised entertainers up,
you as know, idols,
higher.
Well, yeah. American Idol, you yes, know, right. the whole thing.
We say that.
Yeah, we say that, and we live like that.
Yes, right.
Okay, talk to me about TV, because TV has changed a lot, too. So nowadays, obviously, I have every show I want to watch on my phone right here, and if I wanted to, I could be watching Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or watching a movie right here. And y'all could be watching two completely different shows yeah, and episodes. Right. But back in the day...
Which is fascinating.
Yeah, you had like one TV maybe, or your neighbors right. had a TV. Oh, like, yeah. what
TV.
Was that like? Like, what
one
was,
TV.
Or no TV. TV. You had no TV. Did you have a
when
TV?
When you were a little girl.
When I was a little girl? No, we didn't have TV.
Yeah, no.
Did
when
you have a TV?
We had a TV. We okay. had one TV.
It was black and white, right?
And it was black and white until I was probably fourth grade, maybe.
I don't remember. When that
but
came about.
It was black and
Didn't
white.
Didn't you have like a neighbor that had a
we
colored
had a,
TV?
We had a neighbor who had a colored TV. So after The Wizard of Oz aired on that Sunday night, it always aired on Sunday night, and we were waiting out for the bus stop, and they told us that the monkeys were green. And we were like, no, they're not.
You know, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
We couldn't see that. We didn't know that they were green. And so, and then it's kind of like almost like cell phones for you guys, how it evolved so quickly. Then after that, yeah. I don't really remember.
Yeah, it just happened.
It all
and
just
now
happened.
We watch, but, yeah, now we're watching TV, watching right. Survivor, American yeah. Idol, all of our shows.
All
it's
of our
crazy.
Shows.
I feel like what's ironic is, you know, we built these platforms like social media to connect everybody. But we're furthering ourselves away from the connection we already had. Like, y'all yeah. used to do so much together. Like,
yes.
watch TV together. Like,
yes.
even, I know this is probably annoying at the time, but, like, having one phone that you shared, like, you can't have a conversation, like, by yourself, right. which is probably annoying. But still, like, there's still beauty yes. to that. And I feel like yeah. we are so isolated. Like, the yeah. biggest thing that our generation talks about is just the loneliness.
Right.
And, I mean,
and that
yeah,
is so true.
It's sad.
Yes.
Like, but didn't, I don't know when this happened, so maybe I'm off on the timing, but when did the air conditioner happen? Because I heard someone said that they feel like that had a big part of, like, making people a little bit more isolated, because used to, before air conditioning, people sat outside on their porch all the time.
I think that's probably
we
true,
did do
too.
That.
But I'm not ready to give up the air conditioner.
No. I think we should keep some of these things.
Now, when we lived in Oklahoma, if I remember right, we didn't have an air conditioner. We had a ceiling fan
yeah.
that you could hear
right.
the ceiling
yeah.
fan work. And so I do think that that is true. And I think that just means now, that's one of those things that we have to be more intentional about now that just
yeah.
happened because that's the space we lived in.
Yes.
Like when you have one TV, three channels, off those three channels, there was probably two people in the family who wanted to watch maybe two different things. So you had to agree. You had to compromise. And you
yeah.
just had to say, and generally, it was at that time, it was whatever your dad wanted to watch.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we did it. And so, but we all sat down together and watched shows together and talked
yeah.
about them and laughed about them
what
together.
What kind of shows did you watch?
So, well, Ed Sullivan, for sure.
Let me tell you something interesting. We used to watch Perry Mason.
Perry
when
Mason.
You were a little girl. Yeah. Those same shows are showing reruns now on
really?
Television. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
it's
they
hilarious.
Do. Yeah.
I just
awesome.
Think that is so funny.
That's awesome.
But how lasting that is, though.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
evidently there's real value in that,
yeah.
or they wouldn't be
they
using that time to put that on there.
That's but awesome.
But those same shows that you watched when you were a little girl are being
still
shown
there.
Now.
And
wow.
so
yeah.
what we have to do now is like what we do sometimes. We'll
yeah.
you'll call and say we're watching American Idol over at Mom's. Do you want to come over? And so you have to be intentional.
And we also
about
get
that.
Outside, like, because we all live close together.
Yes.
So like we'll walk to each other's houses or whatever. And I think
yeah,
yeah air conditioning's nice so you get
yes.
in the house, but you still gotta go outside. You still
that's
gotta
right.
like see people outside and stuff.
Yeah.
That's one
right.
thing I want to ask you about that's different is okay, y'all went through like a lot of really hard times. Memo, you especially did. Like, you lived through World War II and mm-hmm. the Great Depression, where you, I guess you were really little.
I was a child.
Very
yeah,
little.
The,
but some
the
of
Great
just
Depression,
some really
yeah.
hard stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
gosh, I don't even know how many hearts have happened throughout the years of y'all being alive and me not. But now we're going through really hard times. Like, now we've experienced a global pandemic. We're experiencing a war. The threat of war. We're experiencing a lot of change in politics and all that stuff. What do you feel like is different about how people react to stuff like that now versus how it was then. Because from like my perspective, it feels like people back then were a little bit more together on things mm-hmm. and like fought through things together. And now it feels like people are like very much against each other. Like who's for who, you know?
You're right.
So like, what does that look like from y'all's perspective?
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at both of y'all.
Well, you know, this is really, it is interesting. But I think that the whole difference is because of the deprivations that my generation and those younger than I mean older than I am, went through that gave them the resiliency to go through hard times where we've gone through several generations now that have not gone through a time when you valued things that were important.
Yeah.
You know, where even just simple things like the furniture you had and I don't mean that as a status thing. I mean just you took care of things.
Yeah.
You know, because you wanted to make things last because it was hard to replace things like that.
Yeah.
And we went through times like that when we put value on people and value on taking care of what we had.
Yeah.
And no one since I have been married has had to go through anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think they did have more of a sense of a camaraderie for the country.
Yeah. Yes.
Even my grandparents who were from the South moved to San Diego. That's why my mother was there to work in the war effort.
Hmm.
And as a country, they fought together for something. Where I think you're right, Sadie, today we have such diversity in whether we believe what we're fighting for and anything that we're fighting for. And so it does cause, you don't have that same sense of camaraderie that
well,
I believe
not
they
had. We've not had anything to bring us together as one people.
Yeah.
No.
It's almost like you would think that the pandemic would have because we all experienced the same thing, but it almost like didn't for some reason. And maybe that's because of just social media, like the social life kept going, even though the personal life stopped. Mm-hmm. And so there were some things we didn't have to fully give up. Like, coming together in some sense, we are so grateful for now because we didn't have that for a little while. Like, we're grateful for in-person gatherings. We're grateful to go to church. We're grateful to be with family. But, like, there still was so much hatred online and so much bitterness and so much opinion on should you wear a mask or should you not? Should you get vaccinated or should you not? And it was like, so nobody was still together. And, back in the day, it looked like everyone, for the most part, was like, hey, like, this is who we're fighting for.
Right.
They're standing on some common ground, you know?
Yes.
And, like, what's that common ground for us now, I think, is what people, I think, is what we need to find. But it's hard to find that when everybody's living such an individual life.
Yes, it is.
Everybody
again, you're hearing so much of the opinions.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, I said this to you, when I was growing up, I didn't know if the girl next door to me could sing. You know, that who can sing in the whole country and say to yourself, why can't I sing like this?
Yeah, you probably thought you were great.
Oh, I thought, I'm pretty good.
I told her she was.
Yeah, my mother said that. But so today, even though we have had this huge thing that I think even as a, not just a country, as a world, we've all gone through this pandemic is something that everybody has experienced. You're still able to read so much criticism and opinions.
Yeah.
You know, that we didn't have before. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know what the next door neighbor believed.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
less
so
somebody around the world.
Yeah.
You know? So again, we're kind of back to that intentionality about where our thoughts are and what we're focusing on and who we're hanging with. And, you know.
How do you guard your heart in that space? Y'all feel like? Have y'all had, like, I guess intentionality is guarding your heart. But are there other ways to just guard your heart or even just like keep value on the things that are valuable, you know?
Well, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Sadie, and I'd like to address that too. And that is that we have lost our civility.
Hmm.
And I think primarily because we've seen so much of that in our leadership and in people that we look up to.
Yeah.
And that people are not kind to one another.
Yeah.
And that's so important. because that's what kindness and civility is what brings about compromise and forward thinking.
That's good.
Where it's just when you don't have that, then you're just at each other to gain farther ground.
Yeah, that's so true. Mom sent me this article a few days ago, and it was like why people are losing their mind. And it was all these accounts of recently people just doing the craziest stuff. Like
yes.
Will Smith's slap, of course, was in there, and a few other things where people just, somebody punched a flight attendant. Just crazy stuff.
Yes.
And you're reading this, you're like, what is happening? And then I said to Mom, I said, well, our leaders are so rude to each other.
Yes.
Like so hateful, so rude, so disrespectful. And even back in the day, when I've watched videos and seen stuff, even though people would disagree on things, people were so respectful of one another.
Yes.
And even in just like relationship, Christian and I talk about this, the thing that makes a marriage great is the respect we have for one another, even in our differences, and allowing people to be different than
That's
you,
right.
but still respecting them. And nowadays, like, oh, you're a Christian, I'm an atheist. Unfollow, cancel, no respect,
That's
you
right.
know, instead
exactly.
of just being like, no, it's okay that we think differently. It's
right.
okay that we live differently. I have respect for you. You can have respect for me. And
right.
we've just lost respect. And,
yes.
But we have not had a leader that I've seen like super, you know, like show us what
right.
respect
that's
is.
That's exactly
and we
right.
need leaders.
And that's
like
where
that
it needs to come from.
Yeah.
You follow
yeah.
whoever's in charge at the time.
Yep. Who are you following?
Which we say about in our family because
yes.
our queen of everything, Mama, you know, her
the thing
that she has always said to us is nothing is worth the feelings of somebody else. And so
mm-hmm.
she raised mm-hmm. us like that we treat people kindly and respectfully.
That's good.
And so it does come from the leadership down and filters
yeah.
all the way down and still to now our little bitties that we're
yeah.
teaching them how to be kind
yeah.
to each other because
that is great
again
advice.
And it's kind of back to that thing like we didn't know what our neighbors believed. We didn't share all that.
Yeah.
We just respected them for who they were, that they were our next door neighbors
yeah.
and we were in the yard, we spoke and we were kind. And you didn't fight over things because you didn't necessarily
know
them.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's true.
But whatever it was, we were just going to be respectful
yeah.
to those who lived on our street and
yeah.
shopped with
so
us at the grocery store and
yeah.
went to school with us. You know.
You didn't know. And that's
you
okay because you don't need to
know
everybody's everything.
Yeah,
and that's what I always say to people, like, there is power in being vulnerable, but you also have to have wisdom in who you're vulnerable to.
Yes.
Like, I'm all about transparency on Instagram. I'll be transparent all day long, but I do not need everybody to know every single thing I got going
no,
on because it's just not
true.
Even...
They don't need to know,
yeah. especially because if you can't sit down
yeah.
and have a conversation with someone and... Because whenever you do stuff on Instagram or social media or when it's short, there's just so much room to be misunderstood. But when you sit down and have a conversation with someone, you can still be misunderstood. But it's a lot harder to be misunderstood because you can talk out all your misunderstanding.
That's right.
But
right.
And that's what relationships are. But social media, although, yes, it keeps you connected, not everyone on social media do you have an actual real relationship
right,
with. So
right.
you can't trust them enough to put out everything that you have.
Right.
But I love that, like, that you said, what was it? Don't the humor of somebody, what was the?
Nobody's feelings are worth hurting anybody's feelings over whatever you're doing. It's
that's
just
good.
Not worth that.
And I was going to say that humor has become that, so
yeah,
much
yeah.
of that. It's like, things are funny when you hurt someone else
right.
at someone
yes.
else's expense. And that's not funny.
No, that's not funny.
And that's like Twitter.
Yes.
That's why I had to get off Twitter. Like, I
yeah.
actually have a friend who helps run my Twitter account because I was like, it's so hurtful. Because
yeah.
people, and TikTok too, like TikTok, it's like whoever has the rudest comment, but that it's the funniest, but it's really the rudest, is
yeah.
the most liked. So it gets the most attention. So then people
yeah.
constantly are trying to be, you know, as witty as
yeah.
they possibly can, but really as hurtful towards the person. And you're like, this is not funny.
Which is really not
yeah.
new because back, you know, I've worked with the teenagers for many, many years. And probably 20, 30 years ago, I was telling them it's not okay for you to say just kidding after you've said something.
No.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good.
It's just that it's a bigger platform now and more
yeah.
people see it. But that kind of humor has always been out there.
Yeah.
It's that
good.
That cutting
just
humor
kidding.
That, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you already said it.
Yeah.
You know, so and it you really weren't kidding. There's something in there. So, you know, that being nice and being kind is forever true. I mean,
yeah.
people were I'm sure, very unkind 2,000 years ago and today. It's just that this platform makes it so obvious to see it. You know, you don't.
It's cool that Jesus' words are the same today as they were 2,000 years ago. And he said, like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Like that principle.
Exactly.
So many people quote that. They don't even know if it was Jesus. Yeah. Like that was Jesus that said that. I was going to ask y'all, just being Christian women throughout all this time, like, how have you felt like being anchored in the word has helped y'all just remain in who you are? Does that make sense? Like, do you feel like y'all's faith has definitely affected how you've aged well?
Oh, I think that's definitely true.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes, right. And not only that, it's interesting you said that because I just read that.
Really?
Just the, well, it wasn't in those words, but it was those people who surround themselves with people who love them and support them are the ones who live the longest.
Wow.
And I've seen that happen in my family, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it's so, but we were talking about that the other day because you're not the only 91-year-old in
no,
our family.
No.
Mary Lou, who's 91
right.
as well, and
that's
one
right.
of your close friends. And then we have several other in their 80s. And it is crazy. And mom and I were talking about it. We're like, wow, that's so crazy. And it is crazy, but y'all also have lived such a life to be where you're at now. And you're not just here. You're like, you're fully here. Like, you're having these conversations. You're actually on Instagram. You know what TikTok is. You actually communicate on Facebook. Like, you're living in, like, fully. And I think that's the difference. It's like, aging is one thing, but to live, like, while you're aging is, like, another thing.
I agree. And,
I think y'all's faith. I've seen it.
One thing about it, too, the other day I asked mom, because she was on my podcast, and I said, you know, one of the buzzwords with moms is this word intentionality. Mm-hmm. And I said, I asked mom, you know, when you were a young mom, were y'all, did y'all think about that word? And she said, we were intentional moms because that's just what we did.
That's good.
That's
right?
the life we have. So I'm thinking about that as you say, this being a Christian, I can't think of doing it any other way.
That's right. Yeah.
That is just the way
you do
we
it.
Live our lives.
Yeah.
And that's the way I grew up. That's the way
it's awesome.
I walk out each day.
Which is so good.
Has my faith helped me make it to this age? Absolutely. I can't imagine having it.
Because what I've seen is like the fruit of Jesus in y'all's life. Like there's true love in our family. There's true joy. There's true peace. Now there are hard things. We've all experienced hard things. We talked about the other day. We were all in a group message together saying, I'm so glad we have a family who gets through hard things.
Yes.
But like
that
faith has brought us together time and time again. And I mean, when people say, do you like living close to your family? Or people ask Christian, like, was it overwhelming to her, like, that she wanted to move by her family? He was like, I'm the one that wanted to move by her family. He's like, I'm the one that suggested we live there. Because he was like, no, it's like, it's so fun. And I think, yes, despite the hard world we live in, the hard things we go through, having that family that sticks together is, like, so beautiful. And that's rooted in faith. Because we know, like, this world is not our home.
Yeah,
and, so it's just powerful. Last thing I want to ask you, gosh, this has been so good. But, too, Mama, like, you have your own podcast, you write books, you do reels, you do TikToks, you're on all the platforms, and like, you also look amazing. Like, that's crazy, okay? Like,
you're so sweet.
No, that is crazy. You're like, you're doing everything I'm doing, and you're 69?
69.
Like, that's amazing. And like, so many people, I feel like when they get to 69, they just let their grandkids do it. You know, like, y'all do it. But I love it.
And maybe I should.
No, I was going to say, I love that you're doing it because people need that. Like, you know, like, there's so many grandparents that come to my Live Original thing and they love it, you know? But I'm like, that's awesome. But how cool is it that you're doing the same thing and you're their age, so you relate more. Like, you understand. Yeah. And there's obviously other people doing that, but you're just, like, so in it. So, like, what do you think the power is in just staying in it and staying relevant? Because to me, like, seeing you learn all these things is so encouraging to me because I'm not scared to get old. Like, y'all make me so excited. I'm like, hey.
Hey, we'll change the other side.
Hey, I know you also just said your knees hurt, your hips hurt, your ears hurt, your nose hurt, and everything's hurting. And that's true too. And I know there are hard things. I mean, obviously you face loss. Like, that's hard.
Yes.
You face a lot of change, a lot of moves, a lot of all this stuff. Like, that is hard. So not disregarding that age definitely comes with very hard things. But the fact that y'all have stayed the way that y'all are, and I know that's because of your faith, and I know that's also because you keep learning, is a cool thing. So speak to that a little bit, to the grandmas who are listening who have kind of given up on some dreams.
Well, never give up on a dream. That for sure. And of course, I have to say, I'm sitting next to my 91-year-old mother who didn't retire until she was 83. So 84.
That's right.
Correct us. So, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to lay down and sit on the couch? No, not going to happen. But, you know, it's, I enjoy learning new things. I have always been like that. And I have a mom who did, when we were little, my mother, this is like so weird to me now, but I think that this is just how she is. When I was little, my mom was a bowler, you know. So she would haul us five kids up to the bowling alley while she bowled.
That's awesome.
And, you know, so I always saw my mom learn this. I came home from school one day and mom had bricked in the garage.
What? Yes. And you'll still be out in your garage
yes.
doing stuff.
Bricking in a garage.
My knees won't let me do that anymore.
So I grew up with that. And I love to just keep learning and doing new things. And I'm grateful that I have, even though I've made my few complaints this morning about some health things, but I have a good enough health that I can still do things. I know mom's grateful for that too, because that's a big part of it. So I'm just, would encourage anybody out there to just keep doing what you can do.
I remember showing up to my mom's house one day and you didn't have makeup on. You had the cutest little like just lounge outfit with a little headband on. And you were like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed that you would be over here and I don't have my makeup on. And I just love that. You're like, I gotta put my makeup on. Like, and that is something I've seen from both of y'all. Like, keep putting your makeup on. Keep looking cute. Yes. Keep, you know, going outside and working in your garage, because that's kept y'all young. And like, I love too that y'all invite young people into your life. Like, I know when you did the TikTok, you asked one of our girls, Rachel, to come help you with it. And like, you might need to call a young person every now and then.
That's right.
And hey, we sure need to call an older person every now
and
then. So y'all, this has sort of been one of my favorite podcasts ever. I'm so excited. Guys who are listening to this, how cool is it, you know, to sit with just people who have lived so much longer than you and learn and just grow. And I also think it just kind of keeps you not freaked out about like where the future goes, because just think about it. When they first heard about the phone, they were like, that sounds crazy. This could not, I don't even know if this is a good thing. And there are so many things we're hearing right now that are about to happen that are kind of scary, kind of freaky. Is that really a good thing? I don't know. But man, if you're rooted in faith, if this world is not your home, you're going to be all right. You know, there can be peace in the midst of a whole lot of lack of understanding and all the stuff. But man, I'm so encouraged with this conversation. Hopefully we can apply some of the things we learned, even with social media. What if we don't look at it as just a place to grow a platform, but a place to really be in community? You know, what if we look at TV as not something we just watch by ourselves, but we bring people in? What if we stop looking at celebrities as idols, but look at them as someone who's been given a gift from God to entertain? I mean, so many of these truths we can really apply to our lives to live a better life. And as we age, would we fully live? So encouraged by this conversation. Hope you are too. And you can actually go follow my grandma on social media, because she is rocking it. Too, Mama, tell us where we can find you, because I know grandmas are wondering, what's your podcast called, your book, your Instagram, all the stuff.
Okay, my podcast is called Rocking It Grand. And my newest book is Rocking It Grand. And you can follow me at Chris Howard, Chrys Howard. Blame that on my mom. Chrys Howard.
Amazing. Well, thanks for being on the podcast. Love you guys, and love all of you too.